Hi everybody! Today is Monday 25th of January and here in Orville is hazy sunshine on 22 degrees Celsius, but we can expect partly sunny and pleasant and increasing cloudiness over the night. Temperatures from low 23 to high 30 with heat index of 34 degrees Celsius, winds from northeast at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is still full, illuminated to 98%. Tomorrow is the Republic Day, and for that reason PTDC and the Orville Bakery will be closed, but we can take bread orders of Tuesday on Monday. Inge from Resident Assembly Service invites us to Way Forward tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Unity Pavilion. Good morning, Inge.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy.
You're happy?
Happy.
That's happy. Good.
Happy and full of joy.
You're full of joy, despite that the meetings Friday and Saturday, they were not really well attended, right? Due to the numerous events.
Yes, yes. I think in these 2 months, January, February, we think life is only on these 2 months and everything has to be packed in these 2 months. So we are overloading ourselves with different ways of activities, and humans are normally choosing first the ones which are more
pleasurable.
So the other ones which needs to be discussed a little bit for the social and collective way gets a little bit on the second range. But still some people are taking the choice and going forward to think also on others and not on our own pleasure.
Yeah. But and for not known reason, it's a kind of habit that people do choose. They have a tendency to choose one day. Everybody wants to do it on that specific day. Yeah.
Yes.
That was the case of Saturday. And I think another weekend like that is coming up. Not this weekend, but the following weekend and the after following weekend with marathon and so forth. But you are having something going on in Unity Pavilion tomorrow and on the 5th and on, what you said, 12th of February?
Yes.
So what is that?
Actually, it's a very personal opinion, a very personal feeling of myself when I felt after the last year there are so many changes happening in our structure, how we are taking care of each other. And how we are looking at our economy and how we are looking at our who's taking decisions for whom and where is the residence assembly placed in the system. But still I feel there's a need to see the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people knows a part here, some people knows a part here. And me being engaged in so many, I have a little bit of better overview, but even I am getting overwhelmed sometimes and I'm losing the picture.
You're losing the perspective of
and I'm losing the perspective because I'm getting somehow. So I thought I will call the community to come together for 3 workshop days.
Mm-hmm.
Where we work on this issue, how to understand how we are handling wealth, which is for me economy related things, and how we are handling power, which is decision-making.
But it's also connected with the wealth, no?
And it's connected with the wealth.
Yeah.
So I liked it to put it in these 2 main streams to see how this goes in relation to our big wish and to grow,
mm-hmm.
to grow inside and to be the magnet to call for more people to join us. Out of world to grow.
Mm.
So I felt this, which never we are never talking about money and power. We are always talking about, no, this is not existing in our world. But it is a very important part to come clear. So we have the change of the FMC. We have the change of the entry. We have the change of the policy of security. We have the change. We have so many changes on coming up, which TDC will be restructured.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. It's amazing. Huh? We are willing to change the structure, but how to change the structure if you don't see the picture? And we have these action groups which came up out of the Way Forward retreat follow-up. How to combine them with the actual work of the working groups, because they are overlapping. One dream is overlapping with the actions of the other group. So I thought, let's take stock. Just 3 days of stock taking. So tomorrow on 26th of January is the stock taking. Let's just start and see what individuals are doing. Mm-hmm. And let's see, just whatever we do is out of the related. Huh? It's not, I have to be a project or I have to be part of this or that. Let's just come together and share the joy of being part of Audible. And there's the YEP group who will take care of the kids in the afternoon. So if you come with your kids, drop them in their hands and they will take care and you come and share. We can take lunch together if you give a token of 50 rupees and we will enjoy to be together. On the next week, on Friday the 5th, I would like to be a little bit more clear which topics we can discuss, where the groups comes also together. The housing service I would like to, the FMC I want to invite, the economy structure, unity. Nobody knows really how much money we have. And BCC, how is the decision making? Let's help each other to understand. So I will give up a call out to the working groups. Please stop the other work for 1 day. Brief us where we are. Help us to understand so that we can support you from the community side to do your job also. Mm. So that we are not always blocking you in the last moment, because only in the last moment we are waking up that the road comes to our doorstep. Let's understand how we can plan and give trust to each other, who's doing what, without blocking each other, but putting the energies together. Let it happen. Audible is ready. We are not ready. Audible is ready.
So that would be a call for clear sharing, for transparency, openness.
Exactly.
Cool.
And so there's a third one planned a week later, where we are thinking on collective, where we are as a collective.
Where we are standing.
And then I think we are ready to celebrate Audible's birthday on the 28th, and this 60 years of having this shower of love when the mother connected the energies, on the 29th of February 1956, when she saw the link, the supramental descent. 60 years of shower of love is this year anniversary. 15 times 4 years. That's special. This year is special. Let's gain energies together. Let's make a leap together. I love the future.
Okay, thank you. Today, at Unity Pavilion from 7 p.m. onwards, we can listen to our talk, Mirrors to Heal, by Dr. Nandita Shah, followed by a delicious healthy buffet dinner with amazing price of 450 rupees and 350 for our Orwellians. Health is apparently really expensive. Also today at 7 p.m. in Les Zephyrs, the World Cafe Restoring Connection through Truth and Reconciliation. And today at 7:30 p.m., and also on Thursday at 7:30 p.m., near New Creation Sports Ground, La Piscine, singing and dancing celebration around the fire in Yatra, with joyful spiritual songs from all over the world. But you're also welcome to bring your instrumental journey.
I would like to walk with you over fields of rolling heather.
Tomorrow, 26th at 2:30 p.m. at Annapurna Farm, Food for Thought, Part 2, Farming in Oroville. And this event is co-hosted with Sunday Walks Farms and Forests, initiative of the Green Center team. Bus pickup at Solar Kitchen at 2 p.m. On Wednesday 27 at 4:30 p.m. at Sire Conference Hall, we are invited by the Town Development Council, TDC and L'Avenir to sustainable wastewater management for the residential zone. During recent years, considerable funds from Government of India and other sources have been invested to develop the Sector 1 and 2 of residential zone. As new residences have been built, roads and the technical infrastructure for drinking water supply and electricity network have been expanded. Similarly, they would like to build up a wastewater management system which is able to deal with the increasing demand. The system should be ecologically sound and provide recycled wastewater for irrigation and parks and gardens. A detailed study was carried out to compare different options and determine the best suitable technique. So, present the project to the community and for discussion and feedback. On Wednesday 27, between 3 to 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can listen to Moving Beyond, Carbon Offsetting, Local Solutions to Global Warming, and Community is the Missing Ingredient in Responding to Global Warming by Daniel Greenberg. On Thursday 28 at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we will listen to another set of true stories of volunteers, and that one would be about the social work in Oroville. With Melanie Lefebvre, we'll present her involvement in the Ecofarm project, and Laura Haslett and Tanvi Gupta are going to share their experience with Oroville Village Action Group and the work done with the bioregion people. On Friday 29th, at 5 p.m., at Unity Pavilion, Edwin Zappa will present Work Cultures and Words. On Saturday 30th at 7:30 p.m., Kripa, Musical Evening Duo Cabaretale, with the Small Cabaret by Corinne Ernaux from France on the accordion and Amit Weisberger from France and Israel on the violin. On Saturday 30th at 3 p.m. at our botanical garden, we are invited to play with natural colors from our garden. On Sunday 31st at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, we are invited to classical Hindustani vocal music with Jaya Tirth Mehwundi, who is considered to be doyen of Kirana Gharana, the connoisseurs of music. On 2nd of February at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Rita Martokuli brings to us jazz ensemble. And tickets for the show will be given at Solar Kitchen today, tomorrow and Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Otherwise, we know already the Oroville International Annual Meeting 2016 will be happening between 17th to 20th of February in Unity Pavilion between 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and everyone is most welcome to drop by. But if you would like to present your project, share some creative proposals, contact Vani at oroville.org. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen Meditation on Savitri, Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 1 and 2. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, we can see Satprem Om Abraham, A Powerful Introduction to Sri Aurobindo's A Mother Evolutionary Action. But otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, we can see an Indian biography drama, Manji, The Mountain Man, made in India in 2015 by director Kitan Mehta. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, My Mother, made in Italy 2015 by director Nanni Moretti. And on Wednesday we will dwell in live concert from Paris opera Cala Toujours, which was made in 1958 and by director Ro Benamon. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "Achieving personal freedom means liberating ourselves from the parasite of knowledge. Change one thing, one idea, one habit, and the frontiers open." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org, and we wish you a happy Republic Day tomorrow.